It's 3 degrees at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Miller Reynolds. The power is back on after an outage in Prince Edward County last night. Renee Rogers has more.
8 o'clock last evening left more than 9,600 homes in the area around Picton in Prince Edward County without power. Nancy Shattuck, a spokesperson for Hydro One, says the outage was caused by broken insulators. She's unsure whether those broken insulators were a result of freezing rain.
Insulators can fail for numerous reasons, and wind or storms are sometimes a big cause of reasons why they would fail.
Power was restored a little after midnight. Environment Canada does not expect precipitation today and is calling for a high of +4. Renee Rogers, 91X News, Belleville.
Canadian icon and author Margaret Atwood will be in Picton this evening. She will be giving a presentation at the Regent Theatre entitled Bulldozing the Mind, The Assault on Cultural and Rural Heritage. Friends of Eastlake is the organization that is bringing Atwood to the county. It says that the money raised will be donated to the Shoreland Management Fund at Quinte Conservation and the Alperdi A-Frame Trust Organization. Barbara Wyatt is Secretary Treasurer at Friends of Eastlake. She says it's important to have Atwood come to the county.
The two organizations that the fundraising is for is something that it would be nice if the money could come from the county itself. Unfortunately, because of budget constraints and various other things, this hasn't happened.
There will be a reception at Books & Company in Picton at 5:30, followed by the presentation at 7:30 at the Regent Theatre. Cost of the event is $65 for the reception and $40 for the presentation. A collision on Highway 7 is currently under investigation. Early this morning, Caledar officers of the OPP responded to a serious motor vehicle collision approximately a kilometer and a half east of Caledar. A passenger bus followed by a tractor-trailer were traveling westbound on Highway 7. The tractor-trailer pulled out to pass and struck an eastbound tractor-trailer. The bus was struck by one of the tractor-trailers. The driver of the bus, one of his passengers, and one of the drivers of the tractor-trailers were taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the other transport passed away at the scene. Highway 7 remains closed between Highways 41 and 38. It is not determined at the time when the highway will be reopened. The BC Supreme Court has upheld Canada's law against multiple marriage, saying religious freedom is trumped by the need to protect women and children from harm. Brenda Jensen and her family were founding members of the polygamous community of Bountiful BC. She testified against multiple marriages during the case and told CTV News Channel she is pleased with today's ruling.
I'm thrilled. I'm grateful to the courts of Canada for seeing the harms that are done in that community and under that disguise as religion, and especially for recognizing the harm that is done to children and to women.
Jensen now lives in Las Vegas. Police have arrested three protesters for trespassing as the clearing of the Occupy Toronto site nears an end. A woman who sat in front of a garbage truck at the downtown park was the first person arrested. A few hours later, a woman and a man who refused to leave a structure were taken away. Despite a few tense moments, most of the clearing work has gone without incident. Where requested, police gave protesters every opportunity to take down their tents themselves. In most cases, they did so. City garbage crews took care of the rest. A strong earthquake has struck near the Japan nuclear power plant that was hit by a tsunami earlier this year. There are no immediate reports of damage or injuries. The U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 5.9 quake struck Thursday morning 62 miles east of the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. The quake struck at a depth of 23 miles. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center did not immediately issue a tsunami report. A group of 28 native communities in Ontario and Manitoba are suing the federal government, alleging it is denying their children a right to equal education.
Grand Chief Diane Kelly, who represents Treaty 3 Native Band, says Aboriginals were promised equal education when they signed a treaty over 130 years ago. But she says Ottawa hasn't upheld its part of the bargain.
After 137 years, it's now time that we have to stand up for our children.
Native leaders say their children receive half the funding of public school kids off reserve, and many kids have to be bused into other communities to get an education. They say the treaty they signed in the 1800s guaranteed them a school on every reserve. Shinta Puxley, The Canadian Press, Winnipeg.
Quebec provincial police say 28 people have been arrested in a major strike against an alleged drug trafficking ring with ties to the Hells Angels. 25 people were arrested in Quebec, while three others were detained in New Brunswick. Lieutenant Guy Lapointe of the Quebec Provincial Police says 400 officers were involved in a series of pre-dawn raids.
We had 52 search warrants which were executed. 25 people were arrested in 25 different cities. This is an investigation that began in December of 2009, targeting three specific cells in the Montreal and South Shore area, cells that were trafficking drug, basically. There was also a fourth cell that was involved in the New Brunswick province, and three individuals were arrested there by the RCMP.
Among the items seized today included 27 firearms, $140,000 in cash, and nearly 2 kilos of cocaine. That's 91X News to 504. Steph Crozier has sports next.
37 solar. Are you looking for a way to go green and make a sure investment? Or maybe you're just looking to make some extra cash that could potentially pay your mortgage? Then you need to think solar. 37 solar. Thanks to the MicroFit and Fit program, the government is paying you a fixed rate for your power for the next 20 years. For more information, call 613-962-8623. That's 613-962-8623. Or email info at 37solar.com. 37 solar, as reliable as the sun.
Good afternoon, I'm Steph Crozier with 91X Sports. In the OHL, Brampton and Mississauga faced off today early, and the Brampton Battalion won the game 5-3. Three stars of the game were Barclay Goodrow, Riley Brace, and Philip Lane. Saginaw travels to Plymouth tonight for a 7:05 game. In Junior A, Burlington is in Georgetown for 7:30, and Empire B has no games on the schedule. It's a very busy night in the NHL with 13 games on the schedule. Canadian teams playing tonight include Winnipeg at Washington, Montreal and Carolina, Calgary visiting Detroit, and all of those games are at 7, and then Vancouver is in Colorado for 9:30. Drew Doughty is lucky he's not in hotter water with the NHL. Doughty cross-checked St. Louis Blues for TJ Oshie last night in a 3-2 win for the Kings. Instead of a suspension, the NHL decided to fine him $2,500 for the hit. Oshie, who was driven into the boards, managed to skate off the ice with a trainer holding his left shoulder and head. They're ready to enter the Lions' Den. That was a message from the Winnipeg Blue Bombers when they touched down in Vancouver last night ahead of the Sunday's Grey Cup game against BC. It's finally starting to sink in. We have one game left, and it's the biggest one of the year, Bombers quarterback Buck Pearce said. Winnipeg has found success in Vancouver this year, emerging victorious in their only previous trip by a score of 30-17 on August 13th. There is no games in the NFL tonight, but tomorrow Green Bay plays Detroit at 12:30, Miami is in Dallas at 4:15, and San Francisco is at Baltimore at 8:20. The New York Jets host the Buffalo Bills on Sunday. Jets head coach Rex Ryan says his team just needs to focus on winning and cannot worry about what other teams in the AFC are doing.
Our playoffs start right now, period. You know, and you can't worry about, you know, get emotionally attached to, you know, this team's playing, you know, team A is playing team B and how that affects you and all that. It's too early for that. I mean, there's still a lot of football left, 6 games. All we know is we have to win.
Priscilla Lopeshalep has been given the green light to train again 10 weeks after giving birth to her baby Natalia. The Olympic bronze medalist in the 100-meter hurdles has her sights set on top of the podium next summer in London. And she says her daughter is her inspiration.
It's just neat, you know, because I know, I mean, when I go home after practice and seeing Natalia, it's just, she's just a little sweetie pie. When I sing to her, she gives me the biggest smiles, and she's now starting to, like, make little baby coo sounds, and it's just like, oh, it just makes my heart melt, and it's just really neat to have that, and it's only going to get more fun as the year goes on.
Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 901x.fm. That's sports. Here's Miller Reynolds with 901x weather.
This evening, temperatures will drop to -1, and overnight will drop even lower to -3. Tomorrow morning, we'll see cloudy periods with a high of 8 degrees into the afternoon. Thursday evening will be mainly cloudy, staying around 5 degrees. It's currently +3. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Miller Reynolds with Steph Crozier, 91X News.